Welcome back, Through the Word. I'm Melanie Hurlbut, and I'll be your guide for Psalm 130, a song of ascents that engages all Israel in a hope-filled prayer for forgiveness. In Psalm 121, as the pilgrims were starting their ascent to Zion, they had sung out boldly, "I lift my eyes up to the mountains. Where does my help come from? My help comes from the Lord, the maker of heaven and earth." Now, in Psalm 130, we hear the pilgrims corporately raise their voice to the Lord, calling for him to come quickly to their rescue. Let's join them in verse 1. "Out of the depths I cry to you, Lord. Lord, hear my voice. Let your ears be attentive to my cry for mercy." Notice where Israel locates itself at the start of this psalm, in the depths. Isn't that surprising? This is the 11th of 15 of the Songs of Ascent. The pilgrims are starting the final third of their climb up to Jerusalem. As a traveling company, they have sung about Israel's remarkable restoration of fortunes when the Lord delivered them from Babylon. Their travel ballads have replayed Israel's devastating history of conflict with the nations. They've declared that Israel stands alone, uniquely as God's people among the nations. And yet, here they are in the depths, crying out to God for mercy. What's going on? A brief word study can help us. The word here for depths means deep waters, also used in Isaiah 51 to describe the peril of a watery grave during the Exodus, when Israel had been trapped by Pharaoh's armies with their backs to the Red Sea. Escape had seemed impossible, and both Pharaoh's armies and the waters had threatened to obliterate them. But instead, miraculously, Yahweh had made a pathway through the sea. Their enemies were drowned instead of them, and they were brought safely to Mount Sinai to meet their God. "Out of the depths I cry to you, Lord." All these Exodus images are packed into these words. A groaning that becomes a national prayer for God to do again what he has done before. This band of Jews on pilgrimage to Zion need the Lord to fight for them. Their enemies all around them, sometimes Persians, Samaritans, Amalekites, Greeks, threaten to obliterate them. But that's not the worst of their problems. No. Their backs are against their national sins of disobedience, disloyalty to God, their idolatry that continues to plague them. Truly, Israel carries within them the sins of the world. They need a new kind of Exodus. They need a new Moses. They need the Lord to fight for them. They need mercy, a new way of escape, not just from their enemies without, but from their enemy of sin within. They need forgiveness. And so they pray in verse 3. "If you, Lord, kept a record of sins, Lord, who could stand? But with you there is forgiveness, so that we can, with reverence, serve you." Face to face with Israel's ongoing failure, what did these Jewish pilgrims do? They join their voices with Moses, as he had done in Exodus 34, and pray on the basis of Yahweh's name. In faith, they press on, refusing to let their nation's sins deter them from their upward journey. For Martin Luther, this psalm was immensely personal. When shut up in Coburg Castle in Saxony under the Duke's protection from the Pope, Luther turned to this psalm to fight against depression and fear. He used this prayer to throw them back in the face of the devil, trusting God to make a way forward where there seemed to be no way. It was a prayer for himself, but also a prayer that would provoke a reformation, away from penance to repentance, forgiveness, and faith. Similarly, John Wesley, shortly after experiencing his heart strangely warmed through Christ's work of faith, prayed this psalm to find mercy when he heard these words read aloud in St. Paul's Cathedral. The forgiveness he received as a result was transformational, a way out of sin, not just for himself, but for England and America. The start of the Great Awakening that went global. Isn't this incredible? What might happen today if we let prayers for our own needs, for our own forgiveness, for our own rescue? become prayers for all of us. Forgiveness so that we can, with reverence, serve the Lord. Right here in these words, we find hope and a prayer for a national rescue, for a global movement, for God's intervention to save those we love, and with us through Jesus to transform his world. Why not another great awakening? Why not the nations baptized and discipled in our day? After all, Jesus taught us to pray, "Our Father, forgive us our sins," so that together with him, we can carry before our Father God the sins of the world, to see them forgiven and healed. And so the pilgrims pray in verse 5, "I wait for the Lord, my whole being waits, and in his word I put my hope. I wait for the Lord more than watchmen wait for the morning, more than watchmen wait for the morning." There's a lot of repetition packed into these two short verses. Did you hear it? 5 times the pilgrims declare that they're waiting for the Lord. But remember, this is a traveling song for their upward journey to Zion. Like Eugene Peterson's famous book, this kind of waiting is characterized by a long obedience in the same direction. It's an active waiting that leans into all the promises of God with eager expectation of the dawning of a new day. And with that new day, God's forgiveness that sets them free. And just as we've heard David throughout the Psalms admonishing his soul, telling himself, "Soul, put your hope in God, for you will yet praise him." Listen in verse 7. "Israel, put your hope in the Lord, for with the Lord is unfailing love, and with him is full redemption. He himself will redeem Israel from their sins." This psalm proclaims Israel's one hope. And it was this one hope that set them apart from all the nations of the world. With the Lord is unfailing love. With him is full redemption. The Lord himself will redeem Israel from their sins. Martin Luther called this a Pauline psalm. It reveals the righteousness of God. It proclaims the good news that it's the Lord who brings salvation to everyone who believes. When deep waters overwhelm us and we see no way to save our planet, our nation, our family, or even ourselves, like these pilgrims, we lift our eyes. We press onward in obedience. We cry out for help and we put our hope in the Lord, the maker of heaven and earth. This amazing psalm has many fabulous musical renditions, but my personal favorite is by Shane and Shane. Why not listen to it now and join with all God's pilgrims in singing this prayer of redemption for Israel and for the world?
Join us next time as we continue the journey, one chapter at a time. And remember, faith comes by hearing, and hearing through the word.